about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you thought Kathleen Sebelius was in the hot seat, where do you hear about this woman who's not going to be giving out candy for Halloween, but giving out obesity letters to the kids? I really feel sorry for this woman. We'll talk about who she is and why she probably needs to prepare herself for a massive TPing on Halloween night. One of you had asked what happens if you don't pay the healthcare penalty. We did a little research on the IRS and what they could do and what they can't do. So we'll also talk about that. Then I guess, the CDC is going to get involved with food allergies, giving schools a list of food allergy guidelines. We'll talk about that and why that's important. Then we have some underwear, some men's underwear, pretty cool, that have ventilation holes and certain pouches to make certain things feel more comfortable. Could these boxers be the wave of the future? They look kind of sexy to me. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a woman in Fargo, North Dakota. Now, I got a place in my heart for Fargo, North Dakota, because they were one of my first affiliates when I started radio years ago. So WZFG Fargo. So huge fan of Fargo, but apparently there's a woman who is going to give trick-or-treaters a quote-unquote obese letter if she deems them to be moderately obese. She says, I just want to send a message to the parents of kids that are really overweight. I think it's just really irresponsible of parents to send them out looking for free candy just because all the other kids are doing it. The woman had said in a morning radio interview with Y94. So the letter basically states, your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar or treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. Woo! Oh, boy, she's going to get some angry parents. Okay, listen, do you guys realize, right, that Halloween is work, especially for us parents? I send my kids out to bring, you know, the home the bacon, so to speak. I don't let the kids eat all the candy. That candy's for mama. So my kids, I mean, you know, there's only, what, how many holidays do you get to go around asking for free stuff? Really none. You know, maybe you get some free stuff on an Easter egg hunt, but for the most part, the only time you get free stuff is Halloween. You think in this recession I'm going to let that pass? Why? Because we're worried about obesity? I got 364 days of the year to worry about my kids and their diet and their nutrition and obesity. On Halloween, I'm going to let them enjoy it. Anyway, she says, my hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Woo! She's going to get smacked around by some mamas. North Dakota State University Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychology, Katie Gordon, told Valley News Live in Fargo that the letter could be more emotionally damaging than helpful. This is being reported in USA Today. This is like headline news, people. It's just that kind of thing that for some kids, if they're vulnerable, may trigger major problems. Of course it will. These kids are thinking that they are going to be going to houses getting trick-or-treat. And if some mama opens the door and hands them a fat letter, okay, I don't even want to see the repercussions. I mean, we're talking Hurricane, I don't know, Gertrude. I'd be scared. Now, I mean, this is how I look at it, okay? We know that candy isn't the healthiest thing. We know that, okay? But Halloween has been around for centuries. Okay, we'll talk about the history of Halloween tomorrow. Halloween has been around for a very, very long time. And you want to know what? Kids have done okay. They've still gone to school the next day. They've still said their prayers at night. They still give their moms and dads kisses, right? They still grow up, get married, have children, have grandchildren, so that one day a year where they get Halloween candy, does it really screw them up for life? Does it really mess up their health that badly? Can Halloween candy cause diabetes? Yes, it can, when eaten all the time. Can Halloween candy cause cavities? Absolutely. But I got to tell you, can we look at the glasses half full? During Halloween, what are a lot of the teachers talking about? What's happening a lot in the school? We're always talking about toothbrushing. We're talking about exercising. We're talking about not overeating candy. There's an argument that during Halloween season, we actually emphasize nutrition and healthy teeth habits more than we usually do. Now, what I would, though, suggest is maybe getting rid of some of these candies that really hurt the teeth. Like, for example, these jawbreakers. I think jawbreakers are kind of stupid, okay? To me, a candy's supposed to go in the mouth to give you a sweet taste, get your mind off the fish that you just ate. I'm really not a big fan of something where you got to work to get it into your system, and it's not that healthy anyway. So, for me, any of these hard candies, these cheap candies that aren't chocolate, whatever. But having a little bit of chocolate, okay, what, are we going to now do away with chocolate chip cookies? I mean, who's up for that, getting rid of chocolate chip cookies? Chocolate chip cookies, come on. You know, look, being a kid, okay, you know, has its advantages. And one advantage is people gave you candy. Now, if somebody was concerned about the safety issues, people sticking razors, people poisoning the candy, all right, I get that. If we live in a sick world such that you don't want your child trusting a stranger, right, and begging a stranger to give them something that could hurt them, I get that. But trying to take it on yourself to handle the obesity crisis of kids, I would then suggest you maybe talk to these sugary cereals or these soda pops or snacky cake type things or video game makers. But let the kids, for crying out loud, celebrate Halloween unmolested. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Cars are a pretty important part of our life, and I've seen a couple headlines now of some of Consumer Reports' most unreliable cars. Well, let's kind of review what Consumer Reports found as the most reliable cars first. That's pretty cool. It's pretty practical, right? From what we understand, I guess one of the cars they definitely recommend is the Lexus ES, something I can't afford, but consumers gather data on over 1.1 million vehicles, and according to the survey, the following are the most reliable vehicles in 18 different categories. Some of them may not be recommended because of certain tests that they have, but from what we see, a large upscale Lexus ES. I have an SUV. I have a Lexus SUV I leased, right? And we're going to have to give it up soon when the lease is over and get something cheaper. But I got to admit, now knock on wood, it's doing pretty well. Then the next car they have here, if I could get rid of the pop-up that just showed up, the Audi A6. Audis or Audi? Is it Audi? Those look very nice. Again, these are kind of fancy cars. Then you got the luxury compact SUV BMW times one. It's a four-cylinder. Okay, it's orange on the picture. Then you have, in terms of compact cars, the Infiniti G37. is supposed to be on Consumer Reports Most Reliable, then I can't afford this one, the Porsche Boxster. I gotta admit, this is kind of cute, right? And they have this middle-aged man, kind of handsome, driving it. Okay, so in terms of sports car, the Porsche Boxster. Then the Lexus RX. Oh, I wonder if that's what I have. Because I got to tell you, that's kind of nice. Then you have the Subaru Legacy for midsize. That seems to be reliable with Consumer Reports. Then you have, in terms of coupe and convertible, the Mercedes E-Class. Huh. Really? That's one of the most reliable? Okay. That's interesting. Because they say the sedan is recommended. That makes sense. I don't think it comes to sedan. Then you have, in terms of subcompact, the Honda Fit. I'm getting this from MoneyCNN.com. In terms of pickup, full-size pickup, the Toyota Tundra. Toyota has always done well. That's the V8, I think the two-wheel drive. The Scion XB apparently is recommended for those of you. Those are the ones that kind of look like a cube. Then the Subaru Forester, a Subaru, but this is the non-turbo one for small SUV. Then in terms of hybrid and electric, the Toyota Prius. I think Priuses are cool. I haven't really bought an electric car yet because we always have power outages near our house. That would stink if I need to go to work and the sucker wasn't ready to go. The Toyota 4Runner scored, I think, pretty good, right? No? Okay. And then we have here, sorry, I'm reading this as we go. And my computer, you know, the problem is ever since the Obamacare website crashed, I think all, government said to everybody else, you know what, don't make us look bad. All of you guys crash. In terms of a large SUV, the Toyota Sequoia, I didn't want the Toyota Sequoia. It was, like, too big. I mean, if I'm going to have a big car, I'd rather have a truck. The Honda Ridgeline, in terms of a compact pickup, for minivan, they recommended the Toyota Sienna. We did the minivan thing when the kids were young. It was great because you could just throw the kids into the car without having to bend or lift up. I got to admit, minivans were very, very comfortable. Now we don't want to do it because we want to look cool. And then in terms of a wagon, we don't have station wagons anymore, so they just call cars wagons, the Mazda 5. All right, so if any of you guys have those cars, sounds like Consumer Reports recommends them. Now, what about the cars that they don't recommend, the 10 most unreliable brands? One of the cars I had, which was my favorite, was the little Mini. The Mini, is it a Mini Grand? No, it's not a Mini Grand Prix. Why can't I? It's that little Mini thing. It's like a little British. I don't know if it's BMW. It was a lot less expensive. All right, so the Mini, they said, was the worst brands for reliability. Other brands, Lincoln, Ford, Cadillac, Dodge, Jeep, Nissan, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Ram. Are you kidding me, Ram? They say when it comes to Ford and its luxury brand Lincoln, according to Consumer Reports, the 31 Ford models, only one was above average. The F-150 pickup with a 3.7-liter V6 engine. So apparently Ford had problems with their infotainment systems, and it's My Ford Touch with Sync apparently was an issue. See, I had no idea. These cars now are fancy stuff. See, I got to tell you, my favorite type of car is probably a standard stick shift, something like a truck, right, that's practical. I don't need to be entertained in my vehicle. Yes, I like to hear the radio. I like to, but I got now my smartphone. I mean, if I want to listen to iHeartRadio, if I want to listen to GCN Live, if I want to listen to my app, which I suggest you all do, I could just pull it up on my phone. All I need is just a basic radio in the car. I don't need TV. I don't need even GPS because I got that with my smartphone. Let my car or truck be what that is. Okay, now, I get you have passengers, so you need the kids happy, you need the spouse happy, I get that, because they get bored in the car, but to me, it's a distraction. You know, one of the cars we had rented, I guess, had some sort of a system where the DVD that was playing in the back could be watched up front. Well, I don't want the driver watching a DVD. That makes absolutely no sense to me. So that's from Consumer Reports. I like reading about Consumer Reports. I think that's pretty cool. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Good news for Walmart employees. Looks like they're promoting 25,000 employees in the fourth quarter. Why? Well, probably getting ready for Christmas shopping. Walmart is the world's largest retailer and the nation's largest private employer. And what they did is they kicked off these surprise promotions at ceremonies yesterday. 25,000 employees, that's pretty awesome. They say most hourly workers will be promoted to different jobs. Some store management positions will get higher pay and increased responsibility. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, there's got to be a catch. I don't know. I mean, remember, Walmart is about, if they haven't already, is about to get very, very busy coming into holiday season. Very busy. And remember, Hanukkah comes early. So you think Christmas shopping is a frenzy. Hanukkah shopping as well. And so they're going to have to figure out what the hell to do in November while people are trying to figure out how to shop for 8 days. All right? Now, could this be that certain workers they're going to promote, and then when they hire, they could just hire part-timers, right? So they don't have to pay because with the Obamacare insurance premiums. I don't know. With everything good, there's always some, you know, a catch. But I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Walmart. Big fan. And they provide a lot of jobs. From what we understand, Walmart, I think, employs 1.3 million workers in the United States. 1.3 million. You know, people give retails or fast food a hard time in terms of wages. But the reason why they could do what they do is because they're not paying their average staff person $50,000 a year. Okay? I mean, you know, when you don't have a job, one place you could go to that appears to still take you readily is the fast food or these retail the retail industry. Okay, now, I'm not saying that people should be underpaid. You should, I worked fast food. I felt really underpaid at $4 an hour. That stunk, making $4 an hour in the 90s. That really stunk. But you wonder what? It was an easy job I could get. Okay, it was some steady work, and I took it. If you start having fast food, Walmart, start to be, $30,000 to $50,000 a year entry-level positions. Now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe fast food now equals that. I got to do the math. But if you try to up that, we start to lose what Walmart is, what fast food is, etc. Now, I get a lot of these value meals aren't the healthiest at fast food, and I also understand that some of these value meals are still at $5 and not 99¢ anymore. But for the most part, when people want inexpensive, and I got to tell you, Walmart still blows away the competition with prices. All right, I will go out of my way to go to a Walmart to save money, even though I end up spending more because I buy extra toothbrushes that I don't need. So we got to think about the economy in the long run. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Yeah. Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all morning long, we've been watching Kathleen Sebelius get pretty grilled. Right, in Congress, her trying to defend the Obamacare, debacle, right, as they're calling it. She has apologized. She's sorry for the healthcare.gov debacle, but, she thinks that this is something that's going to be overcome. And I believe they think the website would be ready by November 30th. Now we're hearing they've extended it to November 30th. She says, hold me accountable for the debacle. I'm responsible. All right. She says, 2 weeks was not enough time to test healthcare.gov that launched October 1st. She said, while all the various components of the website were tested and verified, they were not put together until late September. Surprise, surprise. She said, we did not adequately do end-to-end testing. She said, everyone was concerned that there were risks associated with launching a complex integrated website. The Walmart website, right? Purchasing things, that's kind of integrated. You got all these different things you have to buy and purchase and shipping and all that. They could do it. I mean, companies could do it. So that's a problem. You hire government workers. You got to get private people involved, okay? Because that's a problem. If the government does something, it just doesn't work. People have asked if she's going to ask for the resignation of some of the top agency officials. She said no. There was a lot of back and forth. Democrats ripping on Republicans. Republicans ripping. But I got to tell you, I was listening to what some of the Republican Congress people were bringing up, and one brought up a very, very good point on the security. And he had asked if the website had any, since its launch or even its setup, a thorough security check to make sure it satisfied the same sort of security that any other website has to. And she couldn't answer that. And so, remember, you're putting your own personal information onto this, even if it's a name, et cetera, age, whatever. So that was kind of concerning. And then Kathleen Sebelius had told us that while people are being, quote-unquote, dropped from their current health insurance, we're expecting 2 million of us to get letters, okay, within the next 30 days saying we're going to be losing our health insurance. She said this happens all the time. This happens all the time. I haven't ever received one of those letters. So I'm not too sure what she's talking about. Now, I understand that when you work for an employer, insurances can change, right? Employers can find a cheaper plan. So at the next enrollment, things get changed. She's right about that. But the idea of, okay, we're just not insuring you anymore, I have never heard of 2 million being done at once. Now, I could be naive. If any of you guys have had that, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the idea that insurance companies could drop you like a hot potato anyway, that wasn't as much of an issue as it is now. Now, whether Obamacare exists or not, yeah, they could do that. If they find that they can't afford you, absolutely. If they don't want your business, they don't want your business. It looks like things just wrapped up. Kathleen Sebelius is now leaving. The cameramen are taking lots of pictures of her. I have to admit, she's pretty well-dressed. You know, for an older woman, she looks good. She handled herself pretty well. I know some of you felt sorry for her. I mean, you know, she's Health and Human Services Secretary. I was always kind of confused that we didn't have a doctor or a nurse holding that position, or a dentist, you know, somebody that understands health care a little bit more. I think she was a political science major as opposed to C. Everett Koop, who back in the Reagan administration was Health and Human Services Secretary and then went on to Surgeon General. So, I mean, is she a little bit out of her element? Probably not. Because, you know, this is all administrative, political mumbo jumble. But, she's in that position. And, you know, she does have to take the heat. Okay, that's what you get. You can't be Health and Human Services Secretary and not take the heat for a messed up system. We talked about how many of you think that the Republicans are really blown out of proportion, that a website is down. But we are extremely concerned of our healthcare system completely collapsing. And we need to very quickly make sure we have healthy healthcare dollars in the system. You know, some of the Republicans were bringing up, how are we going to get young people to go back on this website? There's not really a lot of incentive for young people to shell out $500-$600 a month or whatever the hell that's being offered on that website for health insurance. So whether the website is up or not, I mean, if the price isn't right. But, you know, I told you, when I was 18, my parents couldn't wait to get me off the health insurance. They couldn't afford it. Okay, I had to get something really limited at the university. It was expensive and it didn't really cover much. Still way cheaper than things are now. But my parents didn't want to pay for me. So some parents want to. If parents have the money to pay for their 25-year-old's health insurance, great. But we kind of need 25, 26-year-olds, 29-year-olds, 30-year-olds to put money in the system. If they don't, we have a huge problem. These Obamacare exchanges will only work if we have healthy dollars being put in. Or what's going to happen is those people who are sick are not going to get the medicine they need. They're not going to get the timely care. And that's a pretty frightening thing. You know, already we're seeing things cut. They're telling us don't do pap smears every year. Put those off a few years. Don't get your PSA checks. Maybe put off mammograms till your 50s rather than do it in your 40s. Colonoscopies, let's put off. So they're trying to tell people to put things off to save money. You know, you could only have a bare-bones skeleton sort of healthcare system for so long until people start dying, okay? Our screening procedures are phenomenal. Do we spend too much money on healthcare now? Yeah, we do. You know, I see the tests that people need. People want their testosterone. They want their vitamin D, right? We're checking their cholesterol. Good for you. If you want to check your testosterone and all that, that's great. And if you have an insurance company that's paying for it, that's wonderful. And I think having your testosterone checked is good. But don't expect these Obamacare exchanges to very willingly want to cover this in the future. If testosterone isn't life or death, or they don't believe it's life or death, they're probably not going to cover it. Remember, they got to cover substance abuse now. So if you do drugs, or if you abuse alcohol, narcotics, drugs, they need to pay for that, which could be very costly. They're not that worried about your colonoscopy right now. They're not worried about your erectile dysfunction or your hot flashes. Also, pretty notorious for today's Kathleen Sebelius said the website never crashed. But throughout the whole, I guess, hearing, the website wasn't working. So I don't really know the difference between a website not working and being down and crashed. I guess maybe not working means they shut it down temporarily. But the website in and of itself may not look like a big deal, but it shows that we really don't know what we're doing. So now, what happens if you don't pay the fine? Is the IRS ready? Did somebody get ready in all these years? President Obama has been president now for 5 years. Okay? So, what has been, well, the election was 2008. So, okay, he's going to be going into his fifth year, right? Does that make sense? He had 4 years and he was reelected. And then 5 years. Okay. Yeah, 2008, but that was when the election was. So he started in 2009 and it's 2013. So we're going to be coming into his fifth year. These guys have plenty of time. So when we come back on break, what is the IRS planning to do if you don't pay this fine? How are they going to handle it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware. hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, Lessig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at Lessig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. Lessig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plants? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the USA Today, their headline says the IRS hamstrung on collecting health care, health law penalties. Now remember, Congress banned the IRS from using any of its usual techniques to force people to pay the penalty for failing to obtain health insurance. So, the IRS is going to be involved, but it may not be as bad as we think. Now, remember, starting in 2014, if we don't have health insurance, we can start being fined. I think the first year it's like under $100 and it goes up, and I think the max would be about $700 a year, which is, again, still ridiculous, but it's a hell of a lot cheaper than purchasing health insurance, which is why Obamacare is set to fail, because most people would rather pay the tax than the health insurance, because the health insurance is way more expensive than that. Okay? You could save the money see doctors for a cash price. Like in my office, we have $50 cash visits. So why would somebody spend $700 a month on health insurance? You should have health insurance for catastrophic issues, cancer treatment, etc. But a lot of younger people don't think like that. And they think, look, you know, I don't really have much wrong with me. Why am I going to spend that kind of money? I'll just go every now and then for $50, you know, to get my Z-Pak or my shot of penicillin or whatever else I need. And so, but in 2014, if you didn't have health insurance, originally it was supposed to be by, you know, the first month, and then they extended it now to March 31st because the Obamacare website, I wouldn't be surprised if they extended even more, we would face a penalty. Now, what would probably happen in the very beginning is any of you guys getting a tax refund, the IRS would probably deduct the penalty amount from that. So in the first year, I think it was like $95, your tax refund will be $95 less. But what if you don't get a tax refund? What if you are, you owe every year? Okay, like a lot of us do. You know, we don't overpay taxes. I try to pay a little bit more taxes so I could get a little refund check. I like that. The problem is this year it took them almost 6 months to send us our refund check. That was kind of dangerous. So it makes you kind of rethink. But if you aren't getting a tax refund check, according to Andy Gruwald, University of Iowa law professor, says they might send you a quote-unquote sternly worded letter. They say if you toss the IRS note into the recycling bin, you should brace yourself for what? Another sternly worded letter. So, you know, I don't think, you know, it's as scary as we think, although they are using our taxpaying dollars to hire tons more IRS agents to manage this and to be, and, you know, implement this, which is really ridiculous. Can we please just go to a flat tax? Everybody pay a percentage. You know, the richer pay more with their percentage, but it's the same percentage. So everybody very fairly gets the same percentage. Let's say it's 10% tax or 8% tax. Okay? All right? Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, you pay 8% of your income. To me, that means that that makes it really, really simple. We don't need the IRS agents, as many of them. We don't have to spend that kind of money on our accountants, and Lord knows we spend money on accountants. Not that I want to hurt the accountants, okay? I understand. You guys rock. You really, really do. But this tax code is so confusing that I wouldn't, I wouldn't pass them, put it past them to want to continue this because it just adds more levels. Government loves levels. They do. Right? Like with this whole Obama and the spying on our listening to phone conversations of our allies. Right? Nobody knows who's responsible for that. Same thing. They were asking Kathleen Sebelius with Obamacare. Who was responsible for this? Who is the one person we could talk to? Right? No, but, you know, that's why they like layers. They all like layers. In my office, the buck stops with me. My staff person screws up. The buck still stops with me. It's very clear. Everybody knows. My name is on the door. My picture is up there. There's no confusion. There's no confusion of where the buck stops. They say the IRS is in charge of enforcing compliance with the new insurance requirement, and they are accustomed to carrying pretty big sticks, all right? But because of one of the rulings in Congress, they can't, you know, I don't think they could put us into jail. So what could they do, though? Well, according to Dr. Gruwall, it could put a cloud over your assets. They could put a lien, right, on they could do public liens. If there's a public record that the IRS is after you, you may not get to borrow money. You may not be able to get a mortgage, a car loan, credit cards, etc. They said the liens, the IRS could even seize assets. I mean, if you don't pay, shall we say, your affordable health care tax for years, that could kind of add up. So I don't urge that, okay? All right, keep the government off your back. You can't go wrong with that. But from what we understand in the way beginning, they've been pretty vocal about not being able to handle this. They've also been extremely vocal with not being able to tell who really deserves a subsidy or not. So many of you are going to be able to apply and think you get a subsidy, get the subsidy, and then it'll take a while for them to figure that out. That's a huge cluster because I'm paying that tax money, all right? And then them trying to get that back from you, which I'm sure they will. I mean, you know, we have to admit the IRS you don't want to play with, all right? I mean, the IRS, even though they could be very convoluted and tons of layers and tons of people, and they may not look like they know what they're doing, they sure as hell know how to get money. All right, when it comes to, from the people who they could get the money from. So, although they need to do a better job of collecting taxes from people that should be paying taxes. So, that's where we are right now. So, like I said, we don't think anybody's going to jail, but they could definitely lien your house, your property, freeze assets, not allow you to borrow money in the future, and that could really stink. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I want to find that underwear. That underwear looks really, really good. I'm trying to find it here. Oh, no. Did we lose it? Here we go. These are, I think, about $100 boxers. They're called Frigo No. 1 Exclusive Boxer Briefs from Fresh Pair. And they have a sonically bonded Lycra mesh and polyester that keeps everything in place without any seams. It almost looks like kind of spanx. For men, I guess today's show host Matt Lauer and Al Roker tried them on. They thought they were very breezy, and I guess they liked some of the ventilation because there's apparently ventilation holes within it, okay? And I think ventilation's important because I treat a lot of jock itch in my office. It'd be nice for you guys to get some air up in there, all right? Apparently, they're made of three fabrics, so there's no stitching. Okay, in the body. They're sonically bonded. So I don't know what's sonically bonded. Maybe, you know, supersonic. It's got to be some sort of sound. Who knows? Then it's an ultralight microfiber that'll keep everything in place like a locker. Now, I'm not a guy, but I'm assuming that certain things shift a lot, fall out. Okay, but it's about $100. These laser-cut vents in the rear add ventilation and breathable mesh zones to keep you cool. Now, that could also help fertility, right? Because we need to sometimes cool the scrotum. If the scrotum are always pushed up against the body, your 98.5 degree body or 98.6, it warms up the testicles, could hurt fertility. So sometimes things being able to kind of be cooler, right? If your ambient temperature is 75 degrees, like the high today where I live is going to be 75, perfect for the testicles. Okay, so, well, yeah. Okay, you guys go buy the underwear. We'll be back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why is Diet Coke bad for you? Don't go away.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
care and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.